Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Dedicating the memorial at Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln said of America, "We are now engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure."
That's Charlton Heston. He died April of 2008. Acted in films, theater, and television, and a political activist. As a Hollywood star, he appeared in 100 films over the course of 60 years, best known for his role in The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, and won the Academy Award for Best Actor, El Cid, and Planet of the Apes. Baby boomers have become known for lots of things, from rejecting or redefining traditional values, views about money and spending, life in the suburbs, you know, the list goes on. And as we move into our mid-50s and 60s, we're redefining something else. Baby boomers are leading the surge in cosmetic surgery procedures. So we had a chance to talk with someone who knows from where he speaks. I want to thank Dr. Grant Stevens, who practices in Marina Del Rey, California, and we talked to him about the baby boomers' effect on his specialty.
You know, I'm happy to talk about that age group because I am a part of that age group. You know, we're all the boomers, you know. We grew up with the Rolling Stones and the Who, and we're all now looking in the mirror, and we're not seeing back what we feel, and a lot of us want to look as good as we feel, and that's what we're doing now. We're surgically and non-surgically helping people feel and look as good as they, you know, possibly can. And we have a lot of non-surgical options now that are available that we didn't have 10 years ago. And it's amazing to me. I've been in this part of the business for 30 years since my training, and I've been in private practice for 27 years. And I've seen wonderful changes since I was in training. We used to only use, basically, if you will, a knife. You know, it used to be a scalpel, and we used to move tissue around and try our very best to make people look the best we could. And now we have light-based technologies and energy-based technologies and lasers and so forth that I hope we can talk about, which allow us to improve the quality of the skin and the tightness of the skin and lift and clarify skin such that, you know, those of us who are 55 to 60 years old look more like 35 to 40 year olds.
In order to achieve that, does it mean going under the scalpel? I mean, I've heard there are lots of new procedures now.
Thanks to the technologies that we have available to us, we can remove, you know, the red spots and the brown spots and the wrinkles. We can take care of the dynamic wrinkles with various neuromodulators. The of course, the one that everybody knows about is Botox, but there's also Botox, Desport, and Xeomin. We also lose facial volume, and so now we have volumizers. We have injections, the various hyaluronic acid injections. You know, there are many of them. There's Juvederm and Restylane and Perlane. And others. There's so many that we have now that can revolumize our face and make us look more youthful in a non-surgical way. Other things that we like to do are like laser hair removal, and then all the wonderful things about skin tightening. We have so many radio frequencies and technologies that allow us to lift and tighten the skin of our face and our neck and other body parts. I have women that have had babies, and their tummies are kind of a little bit loose. They don't need a tummy tuck. They're just a little bit loose. They've got a few wrinkles there, and they're kind of bummed about it, and they work out like crazy. But yet they still are a little loose in their tummies, and we're using all kinds of radio frequency technologies to tighten it, like Exelys and Venus Freeze to tighten it. And the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire career is Cool Sculpting. The whole Cool Sculpting technology, or cryolipolysis, I know it's a big word, but freezing the fat the idea that fat is more susceptible to cold than skin is a revolutionary concept. And it turns out that, little did we know, the fat will die if you subject it to cold. And it's not so much cold that the skin dies. So the beauty of it is you can make the fat cold and kill it without killing the skin. So there's no frostbite, if you will. But you can remove the fat by subjecting it to cold, and it works. I am a patient. I am the first patient that was treated. We've now treated over 6,000 people, and I am the first happy patient, and I'm here to tell you. You can go on my website, freezethefat.com, and you can see my own pictures. I am so happy to tell you that my love handles are gone. And my skin tightened, too. That's the amazing thing that they never talk about. The skin tightens, too. But the most important thing is the fat is gone. And it, what happens is the fat dies with this cold energy, if you will. And then you get rid of the fat, just like if you ate a bag of French fries. You just eliminate it in your own natural system, and it's gone forever. And it's so terrific. I first had my first one in 2010, my second one in 2011, and I'm standing here right now looking at myself as I'm getting ready here to go to Dallas for this meeting, and I don't have any love handles anymore. And I got to tell you, it's a fantastic technology. I think it's the most revolutionary technology I've seen in my entire career. Everything I've been talking about so far is non-surgical, and I can keep talking to you about the non-surgical technologies. Of course, the surgery has evolved, and we have a lot of surgical technologies which are less invasive than they used to be. But the most exciting thing by far are the non-surgical technologies, the things that we can do with energy-based technologies, from lasers and light source technologies and radio frequencies and so forth.
That's really so surprising that things have evolved that far. So on some of these procedures, from the time someone goes in, and I guess we need to clarify where they go, it's either an office or a hospital, but from the time they go in to have this procedure to when they start seeing results, how long does something like that take?
Well, you know, it really depends on the various technologies we're talking about. We need to kind of break it down. For instance, if a person says to me, you know, I really want to get rid of this bulge in my tummy or my bra fat or my love handles, or a lot of the gals talk about their muffin tops. If we freeze the fat, it takes about 2 to 3 months before they see the fat go away. But it does absolutely go away. This is not a bunch of nonsense. It absolutely goes away. Some people we treat twice. We have a money-back guarantee. I tell every patient, listen, try it. If you're not satisfied with it, I'll happily give you back your money. And guess what? I've never given back the money.
Now, that sounds like one of those TV sales pitches, but I know it's not, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's a Nordstrom's approach. You know, at the Institute, which is our non-surgical part of the business, the Institute is in Marina Del Rey, and it's a medical spa. And it's grown exponentially over the last 10 years. And we have a policy that if you're not happy, if you don't think you got your money's worth, we will happily refund your money. And I am so happy to tell you that our patients are ecstatic. You know, every now and then we'll treat someone a second time. I'm not going to tell you we don't do that. Occasionally we don't get exactly the result we want, so we'll do it again. We want to have people be happy and satisfied that they got their money's worth. It's sort of the Nordstrom's approach to aesthetic surgery, if you will. It's not, it's really aesthetic medicine or cosmetic medicine. You know, all of us want to look the best we can. And we come in, we all have our own issues, you know, whether or not they're fat or skin sagging or, you know, age-related issues. We all have all of them. And we sit down and we design a program. We say, okay, here are the things we can do. Let's give it a whirl and see what we can do, and let me know what you think. And, you know, it's so much fun, because what happens is patients may start with fat, and then the next thing you know, they're saying, you know, could you help me with this laser hair removal, or could you help me with these wrinkles, or, you know what, I'm not looking as good as I was before. What can you help me with? And we, you know, we'll do volumizer, we'll do fillers, and next thing you know, we have patients for life. And that's my concept. My concept for the last 27 years has been patients for life. I don't want a patient to come in for one procedure. I would like them to be with me for the next 20 years. And so let's do it together. I'm in the same boat they are, and they know that. I share all my procedures with them. I tell them everything I've done, and so does my staff. And we go through it together and say, you know, let's try this or this. And we have so many wonderful new procedures that are available. One of the things I want to caution you about, though, is there are some that are out there that are, that don't work. And fortunately, I have the wonderful opportunity to try a lot of different technologies. They send them to me, and they let me try them. And when I do, and if they don't work, I tell people they don't work. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to endorse something that doesn't work, is bottom line. And I tell industry that. I say, you know, put it in my office, let me try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell everyone I know it doesn't work. And there are some out there that don't work.
Okay, when you say something doesn't work, it just doesn't do what it's billed to do, I take it. Is that right? Or
that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I don't want to denigrate any of the industries right now, but, you know, we discard the ones that don't work. And there are some wannabes out there that want to work, and frankly, the value's not there. You know, it comes down to three things, and I always talk to my fellows about this, and I talk to my patients about this, and it comes down to three things. Number one, is it safe? Because, of course, we want it to be safe, right? We don't want to have any harm. Number two, does it work? And number three, does it make financial sense to the patient? In other words, is it a value proposition? Is it worth their time and their money? Do they need to come in 100 times or one time or three times? You know, how many times do they have to come in to get it done? And how much money do they have to spend? And if it doesn't, it may.